Time for a set of the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Listen, if you can manage to make it through the day without going back to the place you robbed and trying it again...
that's a bold move.
Yes.
That's a bold move. It was a bold move to begin with.
Yep.
But then you're going back. Yep. You're like, well, worked out well the first time.
And you're doing okay, especially when there are cameras, oh, you stupid.
Wow. Wow. Okay, not bold. Dumb. Real dumb.
So... you know farm stands, right?
Sure.
There's one in my neighborhood. When I jog by, I always, and it's up and open, I always take a look and see what they've got. Usually like some fresh baked stuff.
Well, yeah.
Scones, and then oatmeal.
It's always like
granola.
An honor system usually. It's like,
yeah,
hey,
you just Venmo them and, right, and you take something off the cart, right?
Right.
Delicious. Well, this lady in Colorado goes over to the farm stand, which is unattended.
Mm-hmm.
And starts filling her bag with
it
some freshly made.
Free.
Yeah, starts filling her bag with freshly made oatmeal cream pies, along with some sourdough bread,
yeah,
and all that. And then literally has the audacity to look at the camera and say, thanks, and walk away.
Oh, that's
you look at the camera
mild.
Shot of her, and she looks like just a granny.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And so the lady, the farm stand owner, didn't know what to do.
Okay, wait. I just 1 second. Can we pause? Is it a look on her face where maybe if she's a granny, she didn't fully understand they weren't free? Or was it a look of, I know what I'm doing.
She had a look of she did not care. Like
oh.
She didn't, it wasn't. It was just a straight face, basically.
Because I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt in these situations, but it sounds like, nope, she's straight up thief. She knew it.
All right, so the owner of the farm stand...
a couple weeks ago, I had a woman stop by with her very large bag and pretty much take all the treats out of the stand. She also took a bunch of jams and stuff from one of my other vendors in large amounts. Like, she filled this bag as full as she could fill it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Filled it as long,
so,
as much
yep,
as he could fill.
The big bag is a giveaway. Like, she showed up with intention. To take as much as she could take.
And then also filled her arms and then just said thanks to the camera and peaced out.
Wow.
So then.
Okay, you put her on blast, right? If you've got her face looking up at the camera.
She didn't know what to do.
You are putting her on blast, aren't
well,
you? You are.
She didn't know what to do. And then the lady came back.
I had just put out all the oatmeal cream pies that you guys voted on, and she took all of them. I think I had 5 left after that I ended up putting out, so I think like 5 other people got oatmeal cream pies, but she took the rest.
So she comes
She's
back.
She's a repeat offender.
She comes back. The owner confronts her and says, hey, by the way, I've got a tab for... the stuff you grabbed a couple weeks back.
I counted up everything you took because, yeah, you know, the camera.
Yeah. And so how do you want to pay for that? And
what'd
I guess the lady patted down her pockets and said she needed to go back to her car to get her phone.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
And
liar.
So she left. And
yep.
So the owner gets her car
license
and her
plate.
License plate.
That's
on.
Theft.
Yep. And so turned her into the police. So,
okay. Then.
Again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing, for one, but then going back to the same place that you stole from previously, you're doing okay.
Listen. Let's appreciate farm stands.
Yes.
And the model of the honor system that they have, because if people like that keep doing that, it's going to shut it all down.
That's right.
It's really sweet what they do. It's obviously really good homemade stuff, fresh stuff. And they worked really hard. Wow. So they deserve to be paid.
All right. That's your setting the bar story.